This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China and Britain issuing a joint declaration on building a global comprehensive strategic partnership for the 21st century. Declaration coming as part of Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Britain, the first by a Chinese president in a decade. Statement says the two sides will enhance trade and investment as well as political trust based on equality and mutual respect. Two sides say they have a strong interest in cooperating in each other's major initiatives, namely China's Belt and Road Initiative and Britain's National Infrastructure Plan and the Northern Powerhouse Initiative. It also says the two sides will further discuss a China-UK infrastructure alliance. A forum to promote the internationalization of the renminbi and its settlement in Russia has been held in Moscow. More than 100 bankers and business leaders from China and Russia have attended the forum. Russia has been taking steps to increase the use of the renminbi in its financial markets. Yuan has been allowed to trade against the Russian ruble on its foreign exchange market since late 2010. The renminbi currently the fourth most used currency in the world to settle international trade. New stats are suggesting China's real estate sector has rebounded even more through September. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting of the 70 large and medium-sized cities it monitors, new home prices have climbed month-on-month in 39 of them. This is up from 35 the previous month. But at the same time, 21 of them have reported month-on-month price declines. Still, this is down from the 26 recorded in August. Prices for existing homes still remain weak, though, with 18 cities reporting month-on-month declines, up from 16 in August. New industry analysis is suggesting Huawei has overtaken Xiaomi to become China's top smartphone vendor. Canalysis, a tech industry research firm, estimates Huawei's smartphone shipments have increased by over 80% year-on-year in the third quarter. It also says Xiaomi's shipments have declined through the same period. However, Canalysis has not provided specific figures for its assessment. China is the largest smartphone market in the world, but as domestic sales slow down, Xiaomi has been looking to expand overseas. Xiaomi, which entered the Indian market last year, is also working on plans to retail its higher-end Mi Note and Mi Note Pro models in the United States. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim has sat down for a meeting with the impending head of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Kim has told AIIB President-designate Jin Li Chun his organization is willing to work with the Chinese-backed bank. Jin Li Chun has said the AIIB is not a rival to the World Bank or any other existing multilateral development bank. AIIB has 57 prospective founding members. It's expected to start operations before the end of this year. France has been stunned by a fiery traffic accident in the country's southwest this Friday. A bus loaded with around 50 seniors collided with a truck and caught fire near the city of Libourne. At least 42 of them are dead. At least five others are injured, with reports saying they managed to survive by smashing through windows on the burning bus to escape the inferno. The group, all from the same small village, was just starting out on an early morning day trip when the accident took place. French President François Hollande says he's been plunged into sadness by the incident, which is said to be the deadliest traffic accident in France in decades. A constitutional court in Bolivia has upheld a proposal to amend the country's constitution to eliminate presidential term limits. It means Bolivia's long-serving president, Evo Morales, will probably have a chance to run for a fourth consecutive term. Morales has been serving as Bolivian president since 2006. His current term ends in 2020. A national referendum will be held in February. Incumbent Portuguese Prime Minister Passos Coelho has been reinstalled for a second term. He resumes his post some 2 weeks after his ruling coalition won the general election. However, it lost its majority. This has prompted the opposition to vow to use its right-wing allies to bring down the government. Coelho has 10 days to form a new government and then submit a 4-year outline for his administration. This will be subject to a confidence vote, potentially bringing the government down within weeks of its formation. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin formally announcing that he will seek the post of Speaker of the United States House of Representatives to replace outgoing Speaker John Boehner. Ryan had earlier expressed reluctance to run for the post, citing family concerns and the infighting in the Republican conference that led to Boehner stepping down several weeks ago. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.